Republicans had hoped that the Medicare law signed by President Bush last month would remove Medicare as an issue in this year's election. NPR's Julie Ravna reports Democrats have other ideas.
In praising the new Medicare law, President Bush took a rhetorical victory lap in his State of the Union address to the GOP-controlled Congress last week.
By strengthening Medicare and adding a prescription drug benefit, you kept a basic commitment to our seniors. You are giving them the modern medicine they deserve.
But the victory is proving more elusive than Republicans hoped. Most of the massive measure doesn't take effect for two more years, and many seniors have been unenthusiastic about what will amount to a less generous benefit than they expected. Democratic pollster Mark Mehlman says that's giving his party a big opening.
All the polls show that. The reality is the people who know the most about this bill oppose it. And as people come to know more about it, come to understand that it gives power and money to insurance companies and drug companies without reducing health care costs, without reducing prescription drug costs, voters turn against it in dramatic fashion.
Since Congress returned last week, Democratic lawmakers have been striking out against the measure. This was Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy speaking to the consumer group Families USA.
President Bush has just signed legislation designed to destroy Medicare and turn the elderly and disabled over to the untender mercies of the HMOs, the insurance industry, and the pharmaceutical industry. It is Robin Hood in reverse. Take from the neediest to give to the greediest.
Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle sounded the same themes in his response to the president's radio address on Saturday.
Democrats believe the federal government should stand up to the drug companies and HMOs to lower the cost of drugs and health care.
Democrats are pushing two major proposals in their attempt to regain the upper hand on the Medicare issue. One would make it easier for Americans to buy lower-cost drugs from countries that control drug prices, like Canada and other developed nations. Kennedy highlighted the other provision in his speech.
It's an outrage that the new Medicare law contained a provision slipped in behind closed doors at the last minute that prohibits Medicare from negotiating fair drug prices for seniors.
Never mind the fact that President Clinton's Medicare prescription drug plan included a similar provision. Pollster Mehlman says there's good reason Democrats are focusing on drug prices, that it resonates not only with Medicare beneficiaries, but with younger Americans as well.
There's all sorts of people who buy prescription drugs, and one of the greatest concerns of the largest number of Americans is the cost of prescription drugs. And, of course, one of their other greatest concerns is the cost of health care generally. So prescription drugs is really just a special and very important case of the larger concern that people have about the cost of health care.
Democrats could have a powerful ally in their attempts to legislate on the drug price issue, the senior group AARP. After angering Democratic leaders by backing the GOP's Medicare bill last year, the group now says it will focus on price issues, according to Policy Director John Rother.
Once you have coverage in place, then inevitably the effort turns to controlling the cost. And we know that drug prices are the top of mind issue for most of our members.
On the other hand, AARP is in a delicate position. While it supports many of the Democrats' proposals to lower drug prices, Rother says it won't support any revisions of last year's bill to do it.
The danger is that in trying to reopen the bill, you could actually end up repealing it. And we don't want that because it's too important, especially for low-income seniors.
That effectively means that giving the federal government authority to negotiate directly with drug makers is probably a non-starter. But Democrats would probably do better to focus on other measures in any case. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said last week that granting negotiating power, quote, would have a negligible effect on federal spending. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.